When you have to stop but don't really want to, stop at BP. Because BP has everything you need to keep it going. Fuel to keep the adventures going. The BP Me app to keep the savings and the commutes going. Snacks and drinks to keep the crew going. And the BP Me Rewards Visa to keep the rewards going and going and going. A stop at BP isn't a stop at all. Keep it going.
Hey, A to Z English Podcast listeners. This is Jack here. We are excited to offer you a new way to get even more involved with our podcast. For just $10 a month, you can become an exclusive subscriber and join our private WhatsApp and WeChat groups. As a member, you'll have the opportunity to ask questions and leave comments that we will address in a special weekly episode dedicated to our supporters. Your generous donations help cover the operational costs of the podcast, allowing us to keep delivering the content you love. To join, simply click the links in the description to pay via our Stripe account or directly on the WeChat app. Thank you for your support. We can't wait to connect with you in our exclusive groups and hear what you have to say. Now, let's get on with the show. Welcome to the A to Z English Podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochal. And today we are doing a topic talk episode. And today's topic is, do you feel nervous for other people when they have to do something important, you know?
Go ahead, Jack.
Here's the background information. My daughter has a huge performance today, and I'm so nervous. I can't even think about it, because, you know, I want her to be successful. I want her to do a great job, but I don't want to jinx it. You know what I mean? Thinking too much about it or giving her some bad luck or whatever. So I'm just trying to push it out of my mind. And I'm wondering if you ever feel that way.
Yeah, I would say there's so many like secondhand type of emotions, secondhand embarrassment, which means feeling embarrassed for someone else. Secondhand anxiousness or nervousness, where you feel anxious or nervous for someone and excited too. Like you can be, oh, I'm so excited for her. I'm worried. Is she going to do well? I'm nervous, and yeah, I definitely have felt that way before.
Yeah, I love that you defined it really well. Secondhand emotions, is that what you called it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, we get this, like, one of the big ones is, like, the Olympics. You know, like the gymnastics, when there's, like, one person has to perform some sort of, like, routine, and if they do it well, your country will win the gold medal. And I get sick to my stomach when I watch those, you know, because I'm like, I want them to do it so well. And I feel like if I can just channel like positive energy from my brain to that person. And it's so funny because it's like, it has nothing to do with me. Like I'm inconsequential, you know, like, but somehow I feel like I can control it. If I just use my mind, you know,
mind bend Jedi powers to.
Yeah, I feel like if I could just use my mind, I think this is common in sports too, right? Like your basketball team, you want them to win so badly. If you want it badly enough, you can actually affect the outcome of the game. I think we do feel that. I mean, it's totally irrational. It's illogical. It makes no sense. But I think that's why people love sports, is because they feel like they're invested in it. And that's how I feel today, because my daughter, for our listeners out there, is a ballerina. She goes to a ballet school in America, an academy, and they had their big performance today. And she had a very important part that was very difficult. And all week she's been struggling with it. I believe she's even said that she fell down one time while doing the practice. And so I was like freaking out in my mind all week, just totally stressed about it because not because I'm embarrassed if she doesn't do well. It's more just like I just want her to succeed so badly for herself, for her life, that I actually probably feel more nervous than she does about these things, which
Yeah,
is
because
so
you almost
funny.
have no control, which makes you more nervous, right? It's like,
Yeah, right. That's a great point. I have no control over it, and all I can do is send positive messages from my mind, like good vibes to her. But I know that's not going to do anything, and I didn't want to put any pressure on her, so all I did was say, "Hey, good luck today," instead of saying like, "Make sure you did do this and don't do that, and you have to do this." It's like the last thing she needs is advice from a guy who
has never
can't
done
do
ballet a day in his life,
never a
so
day in my life. Yeah, So my wife and I were really careful to not put any extra pressure on top of her because that's the last thing she needs. She needs to relax. She needs to be, mentally prepared. Yeah, it's
I
really
think
fun.
that's really important not to do. And I think it's, you guys should feel proud of yourselves because I think it's very rare for parents to acknowledge that and to come to a point, especially in certain cultures, to say, I don't want to put extra pressure on my daughter. I want her to succeed or do the best for her on her own terms. But, I'm not going to give her.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Her unsolicited advice. I'm not gonna make her feel unsupported accidentally by pressuring her even more.
Yeah, and I think that's parents have a very there's a strong urge to do that sometimes. And I'll tell you what, tiger moms and helicopter moms get a really bad reputation, but they're nothing close. No, they're not even nearly as bad as sports dads. Sports dads are, they're yelling at their kid, do this, do that. You got to prepare this, and don't swing your baseball bat this way or kick the soccer ball this way. And they get so invested that we have a word for it. It's called vicarious, to live vicariously through your child. And basically, what that means is that the father is living out his sports fantasy through his child. And so his self-esteem and his self-worth is all tied up in the child's performance. And that's too much pressure for a child to carry. It's such a burden. And so, I feel like no one ever criticizes the sports dad, the crazy sports
Right.
dad. It's always the tiger mom and the helicopter mom that gets the bad reputation, but there's a dad version that is just as bad or worse. So.
Yeah, I have a dad just like that. And it wasn't even just about sports. It was about literally everything in my life. And he could never say anything positive about anything. He was always like, it just was never good enough for him.
Right.
And he was just, that's something about dads like that. And a lot of cultures, it's really common. It's not as common in American culture, but my dad slipped through the cracks or something. And he's like,
Well,
he is absolutely insane. He's
your dad is
so.
old school, they like the
Yeah.
World War II generate, baby boomers, like just boys
Well,
don't
I think he was in
cry.
the Cold War, right? But like still, yeah, he was a boomer. He's a limit between boomer and Gen X.
Right. He's almost Gen X, but like what I mean by baby boomer is like their parents were like, "Oh, you think this is bad?
Yeah.
Well, how about World War II when I was flying airplanes over Germany?" It's like, so just shut up and eat your vegetables, that kind of
Yeah, you think this is bad? I'll beat you up and show you what bad is. No,
Yeah,
not to
exactly.
traumatize our listeners, but yeah, it was very bad.
Yeah.
So I know his parents were really hard on him, and then in turn, he was really hard on us. And ultimately, it never helps your kids because you just give them low self-esteem, which is what I
Yes, you give them
yeah.
low self-esteem, you shatter their ego, their kind
Yeah.
of their ability to like trust their
See
instincts
themselves.
and
Yeah.
trust their decision making process, and you just make them very much like insecure about the ground that
Their
they're standing
ability.
on,
Yeah.
yeah.
And you make them like perfectionists and they're completely blinded. It says, we say, have a saying in English, the perfect is the enemy of the good. And that's because if you're only trying to do perfect things, you never get anything done. It's because it's never good enough. It's like you could do a Mona Lisa painting and then you went and tore it to shreds and threw it in the fire pit because you were like, oh, the way her eye, the twinkle in her eye wasn't done exactly perfectly, so I'm gonna start all over again.
I'm throwing
And
it away because every time I move, she's looking at me, and I don't like that, so.
right, yeah. And so it's definitely a big factor in parenting. And I think this new generation of parents, I'm proud of the fact that I think they learned a lot from their parents.
Yeah.
And want the best for their kids, and are doing the best. And it's important to support them.
Well, it is true, and this is we're off topic now, but we pass our damage, our damages,
Thomas.
our traumas, we pass those on to our kids, even though, and we don't do it consciously. It happens subconsciously, and
Right.
but if you can recognize a trauma, then you can kind of do something about it. And so, I decided long ago I'm never going to be a helicopter parent. I'm never going to be involved in the ballet except as a cheerleader. I'm just her biggest fan, and that's it. And so it's only positive. I only cheer for her, and I don't tell her what to do or how to do it or anything, because it's none of my business. That's for her coaches. That's for her teachers to do.
Right.
And it's made a huge difference. There's no friction between the
Yeah,
two of us.
resentment,
Yeah.
friction. Yeah,
No
that's
resentment.
important.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, tell us, have you ever felt a secondhand emotion, whether it be feeling embarrassed for someone else, nervous for someone else, excited for someone else? And also let us know what kind of parenting style did your parents engage in and what's common in your culture and your age group? We're very interested to know. Leave us a comment down below at atozenglishpodcast.com. Shoot us an email at atozenglishpodcast@gmail.com and make sure to join the WeChat and WhatsApp groups to talk to Jack and I directly. And if you can spare a little extra money, make sure to sign up for exclusive content as that really helps Jack and I be able to create more content. And I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Just like backyard barbecues or a day at the pool, the Three Rivers Festival has always been a part of our summer fun. And the festival returns July 12th to the 20th. It kicks off with the annual Three Rivers Festival Parade. Browse art in the park with local artisans. Bring the family to Children's Fest. Stroll through Junk Food Alley. And don't forget about the festival concerts at the Hoosier Lottery stage with live music from nationally renowned acts. You can buy your concert tickets or check out a schedule of events at ThreeRiversFestival.org. Don't miss the best summer experience in Fort Wayne, the Three Rivers Festival.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.